minutes. It probably will be real quick. With y'all making Toda by himself, he may be a while. So how many's going to help Brother David Kenny preach for a little bit? Amen. I want to hear what the Holy Ghost has to say. I want God to talk to us. Amen. I feel the presence of the Lord. I kind of felt it just shift right there. I love what I'm doing. I'm happy at what I'm doing. Amen. I love living for God. I love coming to the house of God. I love working with these young people. Amen. Everybody has hiccups. Everybody has speed bumps. Everybody has potholes. Amen. You just got to get back on the highway of life and keep rolling. Amen. I do love what I'm doing. Amen. I love you. I am happy. Amen. But I kind of felt the Holy Ghost shift just a little bit. I want God to talk to us for the next few minutes. Amen. It doesn't take God long. When God starts talking, it can be 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Brother Birmingham, thank you for teaching this morning. Amen. On the Word, meditating the Word, studying the Word. How many is going to do better at it? How many is going to try again? Let's go back and hit it again. Let's just go back tomorrow. Make up your mind. I'm going to read a little more of the Word, because sometimes we didn't read any of the Word if we were truthful and honest. If you're not careful, 2 days will go by and you have yet to pick up the Word, and a week may go by and you may spend a week in Vegas and don't spend a whole lot of time praying, and you're just glad to be back in the house of God. Amen, amen. I'm praying nothing got off on you in Jesus' name. Amen. That's why I'm happy to be back. Amen. But I want God to talk to us for the next few minutes. Well, why don't we just lift our hands and ask God to move for the next few minutes. God, talk to us. Would you anoint Brother David Kenny, anoint the Word, anoint the message. Preach to us tonight, God. Talk to us for the next few minutes, God. Would you deal with my heart? Speak to me. Whatever you have to say, God. I'm going to get with the preacher. I'm going to get with it, God. I want to receive the Word. I want to receive what you have to say in the name of Jesus. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. Brother Kenny comes and talks to us. Of the service, there's been an expectancy. There's been something pastor's already hit on my message. When pastor asked me to have something ready, I thought to myself, Lord, what am I going to preach? What am I going to have? And God started dealing with me on something that has been a continuation from last Sunday. And at first I thought, no, that's going to be odd. And yesterday, Brother William and I went fishing. And he made a statement. He said, it would be awesome if we could have a continuation of last Sunday. And when he did, I just felt it. And I thought, oh, that's, I needed that. I needed that confirmation. So we're going to go with it. And hopefully God will take it and run with it. Do you feel faith in the house? Have you come today expecting a miracle? Are you expecting something different today? If you will, turn in your Bibles, 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9 through 10. When you have it, say amen. It says, And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee, before I be taken away from you, or from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. You may be seated. If you will, I'm going to ask that you help me. I didn't know if it'd go fast or slow. It may go fast. It may slow down. But I'm going to give you what God dealt with me on. I'm just going to share it with you. Pastor started last Sunday, started off the service, and he used this talking about Elijah and Elisha. And he talked about the next should be greater than the beginning. And then Bishop come along and he preached the message. He said, Satan, your kingdom must come down. He spoke with the heroes of the Old and New Testament. He spoke of men and women who stood up against the devil and the sinful normal of their time.
this sparked a fire in my soul.
It got something going in me.
And when Pastor texted me, it was like, boom, I knew. It was just like, wow. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to preach what God gave me. And we're going to roll with it and see how it goes. In this passage, we all know the story of how Elisha would not leave Elijah's side. There was something he wanted, something sacred, a special thing. His prayer was to have double or beyond what Elijah had. And guess what? He got what he wanted. We should want more than what we have today. We should grow forward as we go. We should grow forward. The mantle. Is this here? The mantle represented a power. It was an anointing represented. What was the first thing that he got when he got that mantle? The very first thing he did, he smote the river's edge and the water parted. At that point, he was testing God. He wanted to know, God, do I have double of what my man of God had? He wanted to be used so badly by God that he left everything, family, friends, the farm, everything he had to follow his man of God. There are things yesterday, in today's world, there are things that have happened yesterday. Those things do not define you. You look at David. Brother Birmingham preached it so well. He messed up over and over and over in his whole life. He had mistakes. He had problems. But you know what? He was still used by God. He knew how to repent. He knew how to make it right. He knew how to go on. Your past does not define you. What happened yesterday, or what happened 2 years ago, or 3 months ago, does not define where you are today. It should not keep you held back. You can and you will be used by God. The church today should be more on fire for God than ever before. Our young people, we should have more zeal and a desire and worship than we ever had before. I'm going somewhere with this. In Exodus chapter 20, verse 29 and 30, God told Moses, he said, hey, you put the priestly garments on Aaron's sons. I want them to feel this burden. Aaron had just died. He said, I want it to pass on. I want them to feel the burden that Aaron had. They would carry on what God started in Aaron. We should be begging God for the vision and the burden of what our pastor has. He preaches outreach. He preaches soul winning. We've heard pastors say, you want revival, you preach revival. You want Holy Ghost, you preach Holy Ghost. You want people baptized, you start preaching about people getting baptized. And you will have it. We should want double and triple what his desire, his passion, and I'm going to go a step further and say his anointing is. You may be seated. Colossians 2 and 10. And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. Matthew 28 and 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And we know in Acts 1 and 8, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. We know that Jesus, here he said, hey, all power is mine, in heaven and in earth. He said, hey, I want you to go and I want you to tarry. You're going to wait in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. We know that he sent the Holy Ghost, which was that power or that authority. So Elijah had something Elisha wanted. Jesus had something we should want. And even more. Holy Ghost, help us. In John 1 and 1, Jesus said the Word, or the Bible as we know it, was with God and the Word was God. We know that God is a Spirit, and the Spirit was sent on the disciples in the second chapter of Acts. The Spirit was promised to all that are far off. That's us. Guess what? We have the Spirit of God inside of us. If you have the Holy Ghost, you have the Spirit of God in you. You have the same power that Jesus had, and we should start using it. I don't want to sound like I'm preaching a charismatic message, but Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss, or you ask without faith. You ask unbelieving. I believe if you ask it and you claim it in faith, in Jesus' name, you declare it, let Satan know who your daddy is. Mark 16:17-18. And these signs, this is Jesus speaking. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John 14:12-14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. We're talking about power and double portions. Power in double portions. He's talking to him. He said, hey, it's time to start putting that double portion to work. It's time to activate your double portion. You've got it. Use it. Go out and work with people. I have bestowed upon you this double portion, and you will be able to use it. You will be able to use what you have. Pray and have faith. And when you ask a miracle, declare the miracle. They said, by what power and authority do you do this miracle? Their reply was, and I'm paraphrasing, their reply was, the power is in the name. There is power. We sing the song. There is power in the blood of Jesus to break every chains. We have it. Why don't we use it? 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Matthew 16:18-19. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have these keys. God gave Peter the keys, and then Peter turned and gave us the keys on the day of Pentecost. We have the same power and authority that Peter did. Bishop talked the other night about Peter and John going up to the temple. That should be us. We have the same power. He said, I don't have silver and gold. I don't have money. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Ephesians 3:20. I'm not going to be much longer, so ride with me here. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, two words, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. When you look up the word, the meaning of the word exceeding means extraordinary, exceptionally, to outdo. The Hebrew meaning is unrestrained, to overrun. The Greek meaning is to abound, to overflow, of uncertain affinity, to be over and beyond. You look at the word abundantly. The Greek meaning is greater, vehemently, advantage, more than is necessary, beyond measure, more than we could ever imagine. It's already ours. It's already ours. God is a gentleman. He's in you. But he is a gentleman. He gives you freedom of choice. you have options. The Bible says, the spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak. It's your choice. It's all in how you do it. There are needs. Pastor already hit on this morning, or as we started the service, and I felt it as soon as he started it. There are needs here today that only God can handle, but God uses vessels that are in the house. He uses pipes or conduits. I've heard it preached, be a conduit. Be the thing, the catalyst to start it going. There are sickness, there are illnesses that even doctors don't know what's going on. Holy Ghost. There are spirits that are fighting us. They're trying to keep us locked down and locked up. There are financial situations that are staring us in the face. They look bleak. They look scary. There are Goliaths that are taunting you and pushing you around. They're saying, there's nothing you can do to stop me. But I'm here to tell you today, in the Holy Ghost, you have the power in you to fight. Take up the weapons you have and fight. Hallelujah. Come on now. Bartimaeus was sitting on the roadside and he heard that Jesus was passing by. And something started going inside of him. And if you can't feel it right, it's going right now. He started crying out, God, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He gained the Lord's attention very quick. He cried out, but it took the crying out. It wasn't until he started crying out that Jesus stopped and said, hold on, boys. Stop, everybody. Bid him to come. I want to do something for him today, right now. But you bid him to come. Go get him. God heard, Jesus heard his voice. There was a woman with an issue of blood. She had pain and in her anguish and shame. She pushed through a crowd and said, if I can just but touch the hem of his garment. There was something working inside of her. Something that said, I've got to get help now. I can't wait till next week. I got to do it now. It wasn't till she touched him that he helped her. The ironic thing about this chapter, he performed doubly. He did two miracles inside the same chapter. He was on his way to do one miracle when she stopped him. Not only did he heal her, but he raised a little girl who was dead. Why? Because of her dad's willingness to step out for her. He had faith. He wanted Jesus to touch his little girl. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Zacchaeus had an issue. Some would say he had a handicap. He was short, but he wanted to see Jesus. It wasn't until he ran ahead of the crowd. He ran ahead of the crowd, started climbing the tree, that I believe at that point Jesus felt it. I've got to go see Zacchaeus. And Jesus went directly to him. I could go on and on and on. But the point is right now, if you need the Master, he's in the house. He's already here. He's waiting for you to step out and step up. You need a miracle? You need a miracle? You need something done in your life? The waters are being troubled. The waters are, from the very start of the service. Pastor said it. There's situations. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. He still needs Holy Ghost filled and Holy Ghost powered people to help him today. He still needs a vessel today. There's enough faith here right now. I feel it. There's enough faith right now. Sister Gooden, your sister. There's enough faith in right. There's enough faith right now for God to heal Miss Chris in Jesus' name right now. We look at them in Brazil and we look at the Alviars and we say, how do they do it? What is... what is it about them that they have so many miracles? Jesus, at one point in Scripture, He said, I look for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge. People used to stand in the gap for people for prayer. Oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. You're here today and you want this double portion. You want what was preached last Sunday. You want what God's got for you here today. You can get it. You want the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is waiting right now to be poured out upon you. Let God perform in your life. Let Him perform a miracle. Let Him perform a double portion. Let Him give it to you now. Step out in faith and watch God perform a mighty work. When they set Pastor down on an altar as a young man, a baby, crippled, feet backwards, and another boy sat beside him who was messed up, hit by a car, if I'm correctly. And they set him on an altar. There was enough faith in that building that God started turning feet around and eyes popped open just like that. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until next month. There's no better time than now for such a time as this.